This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No, 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 no!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right. What's your point?
I don't know.
Do we really have a point? What's your point, brother?
Brother.
Bro.
Bro.
Dropping Sook. Nice little Thursday. Or is it? I don't know. You tell me.
Oh.
Is it?
It was raining again.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been raining.
It's raining, Mike.
Supposed to be kind of a crappy weekend.
Yeah. I don't like that at all. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend.
And it's going to rain.
Yeah.
But then again,
well, it is.
I kind of feel like
Oregon.
Today is one of those worst kind of days because it's warm, but
yeah.
It's cloudy
it is
and
warm.
It's really humid.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, it's warm. Great. And then you go outside and it's like gray and.
Yeah,
swampy.
Mike was doing some crotch pot cooking the other, like an hour or two ago. He was playing ping pong. There was a lot of swamp ass.
It is
happening.
Hot out there.
Yeah,
hot.
It's muggy.
It's
muggy.
Warm. It's warmer than you think.
Yeah. Yeah, sneaky. Yeah. I got shorts on today. I went outside for the old dog walk and I bundled up this morning.
Yeah, I did the
and
same
quickly
thing.
Quickly
yeah.
Was like, damn it.
Yeah.
Mistakes have been made. And I don't know about you, but I mean, I was literally one block away when I realized. And I wouldn't just turn around and go back to change.
I didn't.
Commitments had been made, even though like 8 houses. No, there's no way I could conceivably go back.
Sweat it out.
Yeah. Like you take off the sweatshirt, you do the tying around the waist and you're pulling up your pant legs, like in the knees, as opposed to taking 45 seconds and walking back and putting
well,
on
I mean,
some shorts.
Tying the hoodie around your waist is fine.
Maybe you should just gear down.
I mean,
down.
It's not the best look, but in a pinch, it works.
Let me say this for the record. I hate.
This is for the record.
This
okay.
is for the record.
All right. Taking notes.
One of my irrational things that annoys me is having to take off an item of clothing and carry it or like wrap it. I hate it.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I just.
Not I would, my favorite either.
I would rather go without jacket. Like you say you're going to a concert.
Yeah.
And you don't want to wear the jacket because it's warm, but you know it's going to be colder later.
I'll risk it.
I'll just not take the jacket.
I hate it.
Or I'll just wear it.
I'll just be cold. No, you don't want to wear it because it's going to be hot in the concert hall, and then you're going to be drenched in sweat, and you're going to hate it.
Yeah.
You'd rather be cold
well,
for
what
the
if it's an outdoor
7 minutes to get to your car.
Yeah,
well,
the outside different. One's a little bit different. But yeah, I've been at a concert before where you're carrying, like you're having to hold your sweatshirt, and God forbid it falls on the ground because you don't know what's happening down there. It's the most annoying thing in the world.
Or if like you buy a shirt at the concert.
Yes.
First world problems.
And then you have to like decide where to keep it during the show.
And you're trying to do like maybe a neck roll around the
like,
your
sometimes
head.
You like stick it through your belt loops
that's
to see
terrible.
If it'll stay there.
It's just terrible.
It's annoying.
You know what they do at the Masters is they just let you ship it home.
That is a great thing.
So you don't have to carry it.
Yes.
And they should do that at concerts.
Well, the Masters, you buy so much crap.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't buy that much.
You didn't?
A couple hats and a shirt, I think. Maybe a pullover, but I didn't want to carry it around. But they just have a little spot where you can just ship it right there.
I feel like
that's the smartest thing they ever did, and they've done a lot of smart things there.
I feel like the Masters may be top three where you buy more than you probably should, and then later you realize, why did I buy like four Masters hats.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you get caught up in the moment. Disney is probably like this. Like everyone goes like, oh, I got a bunch of crap at Disney. And then you get home and you realize I don't want any of this, but you got caught up in the moment.
But what if like you're at, say I'm going to the Jack White show in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And what if I go buy a Jack White t-shirt?
You'll never wear it.
Well, I will wear it, but I won't buy it because I don't want to carry it around. Mm-hmm. So what they need is a little mailing service right there. You know, like, hey, just mail this to my house real quick.
I think you're putting way too much faith in mid to even large band roadies and that
I know.
Whole thing.
That's why I won't buy a shirt.
Yeah.
You know, if I do, I'll just go to jackwhite.com. Surely there's jackwhite.com.
Yes.
Is there?
I mean, you can buy
one
there.
Let's check. Yeah, I'll just buy one there.
Let me also say this about concert t-shirts while we're on this sort of rant here.
Oh, bands, Jack White Real Estate. Wow.
Bands need to do a much better job of giving us better merchandise. The Hanes BVT with uncomfortable print.
Dude, I cannot agree more.
What the hell are you doing? Like, what? You're going to charge me $45 for your shirt? I understand. It's in the moment. Fine. I want the concert t-shirt. But son of a gun, you give me a tri-blend. You give me a ring-spun, comb, soft cotton t-shirt. Do not sell me the Hanes BVT. It's ridiculous. And you find, like, you're like, oh, that t-shirt looks awesome. And then they go to hand it to you. You're like, I don't want this. It's like printed on a burlap sack. Be better. Oh, be better, bands.
I found the Jack White store. I can get a keychain for $8. So that's the way to go. Just order that keychain right there online.
$8 for a keychain?
Yeah.
And someone says buy it at the end of the show. All the good stuff sold out by the end of the show.
Yeah, I don't
especially
like
for
either.
Us bigger dudes and you want to get those 2Xs before they're gone.
Gone. Yeah. 100%. You can go like during the third or fourth song. You think you're going to be sneaky? Gone. Good stuff at popular concerts, that S is gone by the time the band hits the stage.
All right. Well, we blew through another segment.
Yeah, we got derailed there.
Thank you. That was an important message you needed to send out there. I agree with that wholeheartedly. Yeah. I don't know anybody that disagrees with that.
Be better.
Sentiment.
Be better, bands. Be better.
I mean, I don't go to a ton of shows. I know you go to way more than I do.
Yeah.
But I've never seen good merch. Or like,
I can't tell you how many times
innovative practices.
I can't tell you how many times I've got the t-shirt in hand, ready to go. And then I feel like I feel it the first time. I'm like, no, I will not buy this hunk of crap because it's an awful, uncomfortable, ill-fitting t-shirt and I'll never wear it. And they jack the prices up.
Do you like the NFL?
I do like the NFL.
NFL talk next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080
The Fan. I got to give some props to one of our listeners. He's right about this. I was looking at, we're looking for Jack White merch. Mm-hmm. He said you got to go to his record label or the label that he owns. Go to that website, Third Man Records. He has pretty good merch on there.
Okay.
For all the bands that are under his umbrella and his bands, you know, he was in White Stripes and Reckon Tours and all that. But yep. He's got Jack White merch and all the other bands. So it's actually pretty good. Got to give it credit.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I've got my eye on a $48 sweatshirt.
All right.
That I may or may not pull the trigger on.
Hey, you know what? In today's world, the $48 sweatshirt is not bad.
$48 hoodie?
Sweatshirts have become...
Yeah, but it looks, dude, to your point...
Way expensive.
It looks...
Looks cheap.
Well, it looks heavy cotton.
It's tough, man. And again, when you're ordering a site, you know, just on site...
Yeah. I can't really tell.
You got to be real careful about that.
So back to our NFL Nutella, and it is Nutella. I looked it up.
Oh, okay. I've been saying it wrong all these years, which probably just makes sense because it's me.
Nutella. The Pro Football Focus
Golf
put out their
there you go
NFL power rankings for the season already, because all the moves are made. You know, all the big, most of the big moves are made. Guess who's last?
Last
worst team in football.
Worst team. Maybe the Houston Texans.
Negative. They're not even close to last.
Really?
Well, that's not true. They're 28th.
So they are somewhat close to being last.
Out of 32.
I'm trying to think of who else is just like, so this is going to be just based off of your roster.
Hey, Seattle.
Oh, you're going Seattle. Dead last.
Dead last.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. 32nd. It says, when you remove Russell Wilson from the equation in Seattle, it becomes immediately apparent how bad the situation around him had become over the years. With Wilson's play hiding the true extent of the damage, it doesn't help that the quarterback competition between Drew Lock and Geno Smith represents the worst quarterback situation in the league. We've become accustomed to thinking of Seattle as a playoff contender, but that was only a constant as long as their quarterback was elite, and that is far from the case now.
So Pro Football Focus agrees with me that, and I've been saying this for months now, that Seattle has zero interest in doing anything other than losing and getting a quarterback in next year's draft.
Now, second to last is a bit of a surprise to me. So you mentioned Houston. That was a good guess. They're 28th. Carolina, you would guess them probably
Carolina's
next.
Bad.
They're 29th.
Jacksonville will still be viewed as bad.
The Giants are bad.
Yeah. Jacksonville, 27th. Giants, 26th. See, you're skipping over the two teams. These, they're actually the two teams that are right by Seattle that I'm surprised they put this low.
Jets?
No, they're actually 25th.
Who are we missing?
Lions are 24th. I mean, come on.
The Bears.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Chicago Bears, 31st.
By the way, the Chicago Bears, like a third of their salary cap is going to people that are no longer on their football team. And there is nothing around Justin Fields. And it's a bad offensive line, which is why I said, of all the young quarterbacks this year, it's a big year for all of them. I think the one that may get a mulligan is Justin Fields, because they're going to be bad and he's going to be bad. And if Zach Wilson is bad, they have given him everything that he needs to succeed. In Jacksonville, they have spent some resources to give him what he needs. San Francisco, there's certainly no excuse for Trey Lance being bad unless he just isn't ready to play. I don't know if you can say that. If Justin Fields has a bad year, I don't know if it's going to be an indictment on Justin Fields or an indictment on the Bears.
I've got the other one.
Oh, you do?
Atlanta.
Yep. The Falcons. Mm. Look at the big sports brain on Mike.
Worst receiving quarter in the NFL.
He nailed them both. Falcons 30th. So they're going pretty hefty on quarterback situations here.
Well, it makes a big deal. I mean, when you don't have a quarterback, what, you know, welcome to the NFL.
Yeah, but have you seen the Jags and the Texans?
I have. Although, you know, look, I hate to
here
do...
Here comes the hot Davis Mills love?
No, because I hate...
Love him.
Damn it.
Love him. Do it.
No!
Look at how long his neck is and love him.
Yeah, big neck. Big neck there.
Mike Glennon thinks it's uncomfortably long. I hate the fact that people are trying to make David Mills out to be any sort of...
It's Davis.
Davis.
Please stop calling him David.
No, I won't.
Respect
the man.
You are
disrespecting a man who won five games last year, or whatever it was.
You're doing the same thing to him that you used to do to freaking Minshew, and we're not having it.
That situation down there is bad. That organization is bad. They played hard last year. They were...
Yes, the old Mo Cheeks.
Well, look.
Played hard.
They were not as bad... As bad as their roster is, they played better than what their roster was, and I don't think you can say that with every team.
And then they fired their coach.
Yeah, I was going to say, must be a good coach, and then they fired him. They're stupid. All right, that's from Pro Football Focus.
Who do they have, by the way, is the... Did you have the top?
Yeah, I'll give it to you. You want to guess?
I'm going number one, Buffalo.
Buffalo, number one.
Yeah.
Correct.
A lot of pressure on the Bills this year.
Rams still number two?
They're number three.
KC? I wouldn't say it was KC with Tyreek Hill leaving,
KC
right?
is four. What'd you say?
Tampa?
Yeah, Tampa's two.
Okay.
That
to me is a little high for Tampa.
Fifth. This is an interesting one.
Cincinnati?
So number one, Buffalo. Number two, Tampa Bay. Three, Rams. Four, Chiefs. Five?
Cincy?
Nope.
The Chargers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mike is just... God.
Well, like,
can this guy get his own show already?
I think he has one. Oh. And he's got a podcast.
Oh.
I think Herbert's like top three or four NFL MVP odds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he'll sling it around, right?
Yeah.
They'll go for it on fourth down.
They were a game away from the playoffs. This should be a step up, although that division is a meat grinder.
Where do you think they put the Broncos? because the Broncos are kind of polarizing right now.
Yeah, a little high.
People are kind of down on Denver, even after the hype of the offseason. I've seen some people pick them to finish below the Raiders.
Whoa.
Yeah. Which is weird.
I would say
because I think they're really good.
I'll say give me like 10th.
Raiders are 16th, by the way.
Oh, that's okay. So give me 10 for Denver. 10 to 12.
Nope.
About 6th right behind the Chargers?
7th. Okay. Broncos were 7th.
Yeah.
6th is Green Bay.
I'm a little higher on Denver than I guess some people. I think Denver is going to be good. Although there's
this, they're very polarizing this offseason.
There's this idea that Russell Wilson is washed, and I just don't. I don't get that. I think.
Well, why would they trade so much for him if you were washed?
Exactly. I just don't buy it.
KJ Wright has him missing the playoffs in his hot predictions. Did you see that?
Is that just probably because of the division they play in?
Well, he's the one who says they'll finish 4th.
They'll finish 4th.
Yeah. Right. Well, of course. He's not. I mean, there's no sour grapes there or anything, right?
No, not at all.
He's probably looking very objectively at this.
There is going to be a very good team in the AFC West that does get left out of the playoffs. They're just, all 4 aren't making it. So, I don't know who that's going to be.
Is it possible that all 4 could make it? Or is that completely impossible?
Well, I guess.
Because we have expanded playoffs, right?
I mean,
I guess you could.
You could, technically. I mean, you got the...
You play each other a lot. You play each other 6 times.
Technically, it's got to be possible. But, I mean, stuff would really have to break your way. And you'd have to split your... it could happen, but it won't. I mean, you look at, the rest of the conference, I don't, in the AFC East, Buffalo is going to win it, but you would figure that New England went 10-7 last year, right? And you would think that they should be a step better. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland, Baltimore, you're telling me that none of those teams are going to be a 10 or 11 win team and finish in second place? So you'll get, I think there's a good chance you get 3. You'll get 2 for certain. There's a chance you get 3. All 4? No, that's not happening. Someone's going to end up being a 9 or a 10 win team in that division and get left home.
I think the only way it would work is if every team went 1-1 in the 2 games against the other AFC West teams and then basically won out the rest of their games.
Yeah.
Or won almost all the rest of their games.
It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
538 predicts, they do the simulated season thing. Mm-hmm. They have the worst teams in the AFC West, 10-7.
Yeah, and that's
the worst.
Yeah. It's going to get you left home. It's going to get you left home, one of those teams. And it's going to be a shame because every one of those teams should be, barring injury, a playoff caliber team, but just the schedule won't allow it.
I don't know if it's ever happened. There's no way it's ever happened that 4 teams from the same division made the playoffs.
No. Well, no. I mean, the playoffs being expanded is the only way it's even possible.
It's been
how many
year.
Times have 3 made it? That off the top of your sports head?
I do not.
Mike does. Mike's hot. Let's go, Mike. What do you got?
Hello.
Hello.
I'll guess if it has happened, it's in the NFC North.
NFC North. Okay.
I don't know.
Mike's spitballing for
Bears,
you.
Bears, Packers, both making it, and then you get a...
NFC
third team in there?
If it's happened, I'm going to say NFC East.
I'm looking here.
Cowboys.
7 times.
Oh, more than I thought.
7 times. It looks like according to this.
So, any other information for us there?
I just clicked on the story and I'm having to kind of scroll through here. It is, it's happened in the AFC North, twice in the NFC East. It's happened in the NFC West.
Twice in the NFC East.
Once in the NFC South and once in the AFC West.
Damn it.
NFC North.
Not in there at
left
all.
Left out.
So the AFC North would have been Steelers, Ravens, Browns probably, right?
Probably. Hey, 1 year, you want to go back to 2006? They weren't even that good. You had 10-6, 9-7, and 2 9-7 teams, the Eagles, Cowboys, and Giants that made it.
Yeah. So,
that's disgusting.
Yeah.
But that makes me think a 10-win fourth place team in the AFC West?
Right.
Could make it.
I'm looking here at because I got the records here in front. In 2011, you had 12 wins, Baltimore, 12, Pittsburgh, 9, Cincinnati. It looks like 9 is the kind of cutoff for the worst team to have made it. 9 wins.
Well, we didn't get to answer the real question. Davis Mills or Russell Wilson?
Well, neck alone. It's Davis Mills by a neck.
Russ has a pretty thick neck.
Yeah, they're the exact, they're the opposite. Polar opposites.
Do you care about girth or do you care about length?
Right.
That's what it, I mean. Are you a girth man? You a length man?
Right.
If they could somehow morph their necks into one, it'd be the world's greatest neck. You could never break
girth.
There's NFL Nutella. A couple more stories, but we'll have to wait on those because we're ready for In the News. I've got payphone news.
What?
Yeah. Do you remember those?
I do. We walk our dogs over by the high school that I went to, and you can still see the outlines on the brick from where the payphone. They've ripped them all off now, but the brick is so faded around everything else, and it's like pristine behind it, so you can still make out the payphones that we had to call home from.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's next. Here's Mike.
Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Correct. We are labeled correctly. I'm Isaac. That is Souk.
Right here.
It is May 26, 2022. It is time now for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Carbon neutral. Today is National Paper Airplane Day.
Boy, I haven't made a paper airplane in 30 years.
I tried in the last year or so. I used to be able to make a pretty decent one. Boy, I suck. They would go straight nosedive into the ground no matter how I built it.
I'm not confident I could get one across the room.
Mike Lynch is the Matt Carpenter of paper airplane making.
All of a sudden, it just fell off the cliff.
He's just terrible.
You think you could fold one right now and get it across the room?
No. I don't think so. I can try. I've got paper here.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like...
I don't remember.
What do you do? Now I'm trying to debate if I even know how to make one.
Fold it in half.
Here we go. Wait. Don't tell me. I think it's like this. This is good for radio. And then you go like this.
I think that's
backwards.
You don't know.
I'm gonna go like that.
Go for it. Try it. Maybe it'll work.
Here we go. I got a paper airplane. Gotch. Check this out.
All right. We'll see here.
This is like a F-15.
It's more like an A-4, but all right. Let's go with it.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, let's see this.
Here comes my paper airplane. Can I hit the door with it?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
All right, here we go.
Hit the door.
Here we go.
All right, test run here.
Yeah.
No. It did the pirouette circle in the air and immediately fell.
It's a pirouette, and now Goose is dead.
Crash landing. I am no engineer.
Great.
Paper Airplane Day and World Redhead Day.
Ah.
All right.
I got a red beard. That's the best I can...
Now, as you know, my brother is a real ginger.
Yes, he is.
He's a gingy.
He's a curly gingy, too.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a real gingy.
Yeah. I always wonder, because my hair was really white, like fair when I was young. And then as I got older, it got darker. And then my beard has just turned bright red.
Are you saying that you could maybe be a gingy? Well, do you identify as ginger?
I don't know. Like, where does that... Why is your hair really light and then my beard is like a dark, dark red? I don't know what to make of any of that. You would think I would have red hair.
Hey, it's what you feel inside, man. How do you feel? Do you feel like a gingy? Because
I guess. Well, no, I've got a soul, so I'm not. I'm not redheaded.
Wow. The gingers, I tell you what.
They're a little sensey?
You had to watch out for them. Back in the day. I'm talking about the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. They always say that. A little fire.
Fire.
Yeah.
Fiery.
Can't say that I've ever dated a redhead.
Really?
No.
I did.
I think when you... How'd that go for you?
This is great. Again, fiery.
I think... Cause
never dull.
Redheads are very fair-skinned, and so I think that there's just too much white between me and a redhead. It's like a mayo sandwich. There has to be some cheese or like a piece of meat or something there. It's too much whiteness.
The last public payphone was removed from New York City this week. It's headed straight to an exhibit in the museum.
I kind of surprised that
they still had one.
Well, I'm a little
actually
more
they have a few.
I was gonna say I'm still a little surprised that Mike's in there trying to throw paper airplanes now. I'm a little surprised there isn't more than one. I would think that there are some street corners where they just been sitting and...
Well, there are. Well, okay, so it's weird. I'm reading this story about this payphone.
Yeah.
And it's a two... Here's Mike. Oh, damn.
Wow.
It hit me right in the face.
Boy, that was a purpose...
You took out an eye.
That was a purpose pitch.
Mike's paper airplane. Well. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Look, you can't throw a paper airplane. Look, I think we've concluded here that Mike Lynch indeed, paper airplane champion of primetime.
Yeah, I'm covering my. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah. Nice job, Mike Lynch. Look at that.
It wasn't even the way I used to do it. I was just guessing.
Yeah. Who would have thought, you know, of all the talents that Mike has?
Did you see that? Did you hear that humble brag there? He's like, I don't even know. I was just guessing.
You know, it's just natural.
He almost took my out. I'm serious. That thing came in hot.
Right at you.
Yikes.
Wouldn't have that been something?
Like, I'd have to sue his ass.
If the show ends because Rob loses an eye off of a Mike Lynch paper airplane.
Of all the bits that would end this show, I wouldn't think it would be that one. Although I could continue on with an eye patch.
Look, now you're going to get me off onto a tangent. But if I have to lose something, if I have to lose a body part, and you can't go like a finger or toe because that's lame, I'd gladly sacrifice one of those. I'm talking about a meaningful body part. I'm losing an eye. Partially because I don't think I need it. And two, an eye patch is pretty badass. You can do a cool glass eye. You can do an eye patch. Sign me up. I'm on board. Now, I'd want to lose an eye in a cooler story than, you know, a Mike Lynch paper airplane, but like a shark attack or something? Oh, yeah. Give me a cool scar and a fake eye? I'm on board.
So this story that I'm reading about this payphone in New York City, they're taking it out, but they're saying it's not the last one. It's the last public one.
Oh.
There's some on private property and, you know, like nostalgic, but this one was actually working. And they took it out and they're going to go put it in a museum. They say in 1999, there were 2 million phone booths in the United States.
That's a lot of phone booths.
But now they say they really actually don't have a count. There is a story saying that in 2018, there were less than 100,000.
Mm-hmm.
But they really don't know how many phone booths are left in the U.S.
I was going to say, I'll bet you that there's some street corners and
there's
places
some random,
where they're just sitting there. I remember a number of years ago. I mean, gosh, this was probably 5-6 years ago. What airport was I in? I was in an airport, and it was somewhere back east, and there was still a bank of payphones with the little, like, booths, you know, where you could sit down.
Yeah.
You know, they used to have, like, the
like
little...
Like at hotels.
Yeah. Yeah, they still... I remember being that and being like, oh, my God.
You'd have to wait in line.
They have payphones. And I was wondering, do those still work? But I wasn't going to go over.
Well, who
I
has change?
Couldn't tell you.
You know? And how much does it cost now? Like $7?
Can I
call?
You gotta
put $7 in quarters in there?
Well, here's the question. If I found a payphone, could I still call collect?
Oh, yeah.
Every phone call I swear I ever made was collect.
This is a great... So we got a couple good texts on this. One guy said, my favorite payphone memories are calling home collect. And when you're prompted to state your name, you just yell, yep. Practice is over, come get me!
Yep.
And then you hang up, knowing that your parents wouldn't accept the call.
Bingo.
Once they hear that, but yet you got your message too.
Every kid in America would do that.
Yeah. Did screw Mike
you,
ever do that?
Screw you, phone companies.
Mike, have you ever used
Mike
a payphone?
Had a cell phone.
I have. And my big memory of it is when I would go away to like a week long camp in the summer, having the calling card and using that, my parents would supply me with the calling card and then using that to go to the payphone and
calling card. Yeah, yeah. You remember those?
Yeah.
Calling cards.
Yeah.
So I did get to use payphones. In the 90s.
But with a calling card because Mike was fancy.
Is that fancy? I feel like at that point it was just kind of everyone did it.
I didn't have a calling card.
Poor Sook.
Or me.
Another one says, there's a random payphone still by my nephew's school. Huh? And all the kids pick it up and ask, what's that sound? They don't know what a dial tone
but
is.
But it works.
Apparently. It's got a dial tone.
Because I figure that all the payphones now have the like the phone part actually ripped out.
Right. There's nothing in there. You have to put the money in before you get the dial tone, though. In the old days.
Do you?
I think you did, right?
No, you picked it up and there was a dial tone, and then you put it in, and then you dial. It wouldn't, because when you do collect.
Yeah, right. You know. Okay. Mm. All right. Well, anyway, there's hot payphone news.
Boy, I haven't thought about a payphone in a long time. I think now there's people just using them as toilets.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Probably.
They're shelters.
Yeah.
What things do we have now that will be gone in 20 years?
I just saw an article on this not too long ago.
What'd they put on there?
Well, one of them was gasoline. Yeah, they said like in 20 years, it's just, it's, you know, the combustible gas engine is
that's a good one.
Is going to be a thing of the past. What were some other ones? Oh, truck drivers was another one. They just said that goes with the same sort of thing. It's just, it's all going to be automated. Fast food workers.
What about AM radio?
No, what are you talking about? AM radio is alive and well.
What about cell phones?
Cell phones? What do you mean?
Like, do we move on from the current model of cell phone and it turns into
something small else?
That, like, chip or something? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
You said 20 years, right?
Yeah, 20 years.
Oh, here's the article.
Will we be without keys in 20 years?
That's number one on the list.
Keys, yeah.
Keys. Mm. There will be no keys. This is the...
That's great, because keys are annoying.
Passwords will be gone. Everything will be biometrics.
Oh, okay.
Drivers was the one I just talked about. No more parking meters. That'll all be on your phone. Credit card already is. Yeah, parking kitty. Credit cards will be a thing of the past.
Yeah.
Cash will be gone.
Right. We won't have to carry credit. Isn't that weird? You won't have to carry cash or credit cards. No.
Remote controls will be gone.
And you can just pay for stuff.
Cables, charging cables, paper receipts, your wallet, calculators, manual transmissions will be gone.
See, I think that's interesting that you talk about that. So I think we're kind of headed towards a time of minimalism in terms of what we bring around with us every day. Because imagine, like you say, it'll be all be on your phone, but going with my guess of maybe phones will be gone. What if it's just like
a chip
or even just like a little wristband and all you do is hold it up and anything that it needs is just like, oh, okay, here you go.
I guess
that could be stolen pretty
easily. The one thing, you look at your phone and you go, God, this is clunky, right? It's just big.
Yeah.
So why not condense like the functional parts of it, like the credit cards or the wallet, all that stuff, just condense it down into a little ring that's on your sexy finger.
Well, and there's the one that everyone freaks out about is that it'll just be implanted into your into your hand.
I'm okay with that.
Wave your hand.
You getting the chip? They come out with that tomorrow. You getting that?
Damn.
I'm in. Let's go.
I gotta wait for a while.
It needs to do several things. It needs to open my car and start my car. It needs to be the credit card.
Yeah.
I need to have both my debit card and credit card on it.
It also needs to be your ID.
Yes, needs to be my ID in case, the coppers need to see that. What else? Maybe have my gin handicap loaded on there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, something.
You know. Have a Bluetooth connection for some wireless headphones. You can jam to some tunes.
Yes.
Everything you can do with your phone now, just in a chip.
In a chip? I'm in. I love that.
Well, supposedly they say that's coming.
Although, boy, that would change our lives because we use our phones as boredom tools for everything.
Yeah, what am I going to do when I'm just mindlessly scrolling through social media?
You can on a chip.
Damn it! How do I do it?
Unless it like...
Am I going to have to pick up a paper?
Unless it like transports to your eye and you see it right in front of you.
At the newsstand next to the payphone?
It'll be old school. There'll be people that'll revolt and go back to print magazines.
Yeah, it's like somebody saying people will freak without screens. That's what Mike's saying. It's just... Yeah, like you don't see that. Like that doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
But you know that's what it's going to be.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, it doesn't feel like we're ever going to live in a time without screens. But it's probably coming.
Yeah. Well, the idea is anything can be a screen, right? Eventually.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like your head.
Yeah.
I mean, like I can play a movie on your forehead.
Or just like it just pops up. What if just like a hologramic sort of thing?
Is this forehead 1080p? Yep. 60 frames per second?
I would hope so. I got a big forehead.
A little shiny.
I know.
A little shiny.
Gotta dull that thing down a little bit for you.
All right. There is hot payphone news. What are we going to have time for next? I'm not real sure.
We'll figure it out.
But I was going to tell you about the foreign drug cartels today. We've gotten sidetracked here.
Oh, boy.
I'll find something. All right.
All right.
It's in the news. All right. On the fan.
Dick and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, do the Yankees still have a no facial hair policy?
Yeah.
But you can't have the stash, obviously, because...
Correct.
Matt Carpenter has a great...
Yeah, he really does.
Remember Don Mattingly?
Yeah. Well, that's what I was just thinking about. I was watching Carpenter hit. I'm like, wait, he has a stash, but I thought the Yankees, you know, you can't wear facial hair. But then I was like, well, Mattingly did, so they must... Yeah. So
the mustache is okay.
Doesn't count, no. Apparently.
By the way, that may be the dumbest thing that any team does.
Yeah, no facial hair.
A facial.
It's pretty stupid.
A facial hair rule.
And they still have it.
Got to keep it classy in New York. Now they you know, it's like some sort of tradition.
I mean,
it's so stupid.
Everybody has a beard now. I mean, everybody has a beard.
Well, all three of us have one.
But so you look around baseball.
A lot of beards.
Do you ever watch baseball and just go, oh my God, everybody has a beard?
Well, I just feel like in society in general.
Yeah, a lot of beards.
Well, either that or just some form of facial hair. In fact, I think it's a little weird when I see people that completely shave every single day. You're like, whoa.
It's not a thing anymore. It used to be like you had to be clean shaven and presentable.
At BYU, we had to be clean shaved or you had to have a beard card. But you could only get one if you had like medical.
A beard card?
Yeah, some guys, like if you had to, like some of the African American players, like when they would shave, they'd get the really nasty, like razor burn and like bumps. And so occasionally a couple of them were able to go and get beard cards, but people would always try and say they had sensitive skin. It never worked. But yeah, you weren't allowed to have facial hair at BYU, which is ridiculous because if you look at all the Mormon prophets, they all had big beard. Brigham Young had a beard twice as long as mine.
Yeah. Hey, look at all the old pictures. They always, you know, it doesn't matter the Mormon or whoever, they all had beards.
You know where else had it? Well, there probably wasn't a good way to
shave
back then. You had to use a big old buck knife or something. You know where else had a beard? Jesus.
That's right. And you.
And me.
You have something in common.
Yeah. And I like to do a little woodworking. So, I mean, basically, I'm kind of like Jesus, although there are some things that, you know, probably why I'm not like him, but, you know.
The American West mega drought deepened so much last year that is now the driest in at least 1,200 years and is a worst case climate change scenario playing out live right before our eyes.
That's not good.
A dramatic drying in 2021, about as dry as 2002 and one of the driest years ever recorded for our region, pushed the 22-year drought past the previous record holder for mega droughts, which was way back in the late 1500s, shows no signs of easing.
It's no longer just a drought. We've got the mega drought.
And the study has calculated that 42% of the mega drought can be attributed to human-caused climate change. Cue the outrage on the text.
Yeah. Not real!
They're scrambling for their phone right now. So yeah, I'm going to report that to you. climate change news.
Well, again, we've tried the last couple of years to go. We used to like renting the houseboats down in like Lake Shasta, and we really can't anymore because there's no water, which is a bit of a bummer.
It's fake news.
No, it's
I just
real.
Drove through there. There was water.
Splashed around in some puddles down there.
There's your in the news, May
26th.
2022. We've got the Hot 5 at 5 coming up next. A little recruiting news. Pac-12 baseball tickle your taint?
I've taken a look at the Beavs a couple times.
They're playing the Pac-12 baseball tournament. I've always wanted to touch your taint. We also have...
the Duckies got the heave.
Yeah, we also have the Pac-12 put out some early season game times and TV slots. Which is very exciting news.
Well, and if you're a good team or one that you think is going to be good, because then you get the good ones. Other schools, not so much.
So the Hot 5 at 5 is next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.